What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Wow, Kathy, another week.
Yes.
It's been a fast one, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
How about this weather out here?
The weather today is nice. This weekend's supposed to be nice, too, so that's good.
So we had our first football game yesterday for our child, right? Flag football?
Yes.
So he's new.
He's never done it before. Yeah, he usually plays soccer, so it was an experience I'm not sure we'll ever forget.
Well, it's good for your kids to try different things. So we are, I guess, supportive of our kids, or any kids for that matter, playing sports or being a part of a team. I think it's a good life lesson for you. And you know, when you grow up, you have to be part of a team, whether it be, you know, working with your coworkers or being in a church or being able to work with people. Is, I think you learn some really good skills when you're on a team when you're younger trying to play sports.
Yes.
So last week we had talked about identity theft. And, you know, this is something that I think when we started last week, or we just didn't really get to finish all we want to talk about last week, because this issue has arisen, I think, since the advent of the internet has really changed things.
Yes.
Because people are getting internet, you know, I guess with the internet, you're able to get email.
Right.
You know, that could be a...
And you can buy things online more, so that's another thing.
Yes, online, that's a good point. Then you're thinking also about, you know, people do, you know, they've had credit cards for years, but a lot of times people have lots of credit cards.
Yes.
And often you receive something in the mail offering you a credit card a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, with identity theft, you can have coverage underneath your homeowner's policy, you know, that was going to protect you if you are a victim of identity theft. So we had some examples last week. I think one of the most, you know, common ones is just somebody getting a hold of your credit card information. That's
right.
pretty prevalent. You know, your Social Security number has got to be guarded. Let's talk about the types of informations that we have to ask when we're writing the insurance application, Kathy. I mean, we have access to personal information, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And tell me about what kind of personal information do we have as an insurance agent.
You know, if you're buying a house here, we'll have to have the location address here, but also your previous address, date of birth, Social Security numbers.
Why do we have to have a Social Security number? I mean, I know we can somebody get by without that, but what's the reason normally we have to have that?
Well, in case they have to, if something happens in a claim, they have to pay. You know, I mean, we have this for to verify who you are.
Well, here's what has arisen since I was in the business: the insurance score.
Right.
That is driven off of your Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I was thinking back in the day, like if we had two houses, you know, they're actually side by side.
Correct.
You've got a brick house.
Yes.
And a neighbor's house next door is brick. Same builder, same floor plan. Everything's exactly the same. We could tell you back in the day that the premium for this house is $500, and the premium for your house is going to be $500 too.
Right.
Because there was no difference between the properties, so there was
except
no difference
between the residents
between,
who lives there.
Well, that's when they started digging into mm-hmm. the differences. They started underwriting the actual person
as opposed to along
with the property.
Right.
So it used to be just you would have, you know, two identical houses. They're in the same address practically. They're next door to each other. There's going to be no difference between house A and house B. The premium is going to be exactly the same.
Right.
And you could ask your neighbor what you're paying. Well, I'm paying this amount. And you go to the other neighbor's insurance company and get the exact same deal.
Right.
Well, what happened was they started doing something called insurance score, which, you know, we're not, I guess in insurance, you've got somebody called an actuary that's actually the nerd guy behind the scenes that's figuring rates and protection classes and probabilities of risk, things of that nature. So they were able to prove, I guess, to the Department of Insurance in different states, because the state is that you reside in is going to be the regulatory agency that is over the insurance in a particular state. So every state's got their own Department of Insurance. So at some point, they were able to mathematically prove that a person with a higher credit score versus a lower credit score has a less probability of filing a claim.
Correct.
And I guess it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So here came the credit score, because they were able to individualize who they're insuring based on what they call their quote insurance score. Now, I don't want to sit here and say that I know the math and how they come up with all this, but I know it's derived off your Social Security number. Right. And when we got here by talking about this today, because we're talking about identity theft. Correct. And we're just giving an illustration about how, you know, a lot of times when you're doing a financial transaction, you are required to give your Social Security number.
Right.
So
for insurance policy or for the bank or for possibly a mortgage, yes.
Yeah. So how we handle those numbers have to be very sensitive, because, you know, yes. Even like in our office, and we had this in all of our offices, when you come into our office, you're going to be able to go behind in an office with a agent in a private setting.
Yes.
Because I remember one time, Kathy, you remember the time we were at the doctor?
Yes.
And I got this call, and I don't know why they were calling me, but it was like I was having to pay something or I needed to make a payment, and I was going to do it over the phone. And I'm sitting in a doctor's office, and I'm talking on my cell phone, and I am giving him over the phone my debit card information. Do you remember what happened? What the guy was doing?
He's writing it down.
He was, this guy, another patient in the office was some kid. He had I think it was like one of those plastic cups and a pen. And we got looking at it, and he was writing down my information as I was saying it. I mean, so I was just sitting there, and he was trying to get my information right there with me in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I think we suspected it. You know, sometimes you hate to make an accusation, but he left, and I think he saw me look at him, and I went and got the cup that he was writing on, and he had like marked out the numbers, but you could still see he was trying to steal right. my identity. So you got to be very careful about. You know, that's what I was talking about, you know, in our office, you know, you should be in a situation with, you know, we have try to give our customers privacy, because, you know, when we're talking to a customer, we're dealing with, you know, use a customer trusting us with your personal information.
Right.
And not only in insurance business, but any type of business, you've got to be careful when you're in front of people or you're giving information out to a third party, because that information could be compromised.
Well, the other thing is people are on their cell phones in their vehicles, and sometimes the cell phone goes through your vehicle and it goes to your speakers in your car, and people can be sitting next to you, and you can hear people's conversations sometimes as well, even in their vehicles, yeah. when they're sitting in a parking lot or even at the light.
Well, it's just a shame that we have to even talk about this, but the reality is that, you know, you everybody is at risk
right.
for a theft of identity. You know, one of the things that you hear in the unsolicited email, I remember we got one years ago where Kathy had we get just spammed all the time with email. I've got, if you're going to email me, I will go back into my spam email and try to look for legitimate emails. But
right.
I've got to put a filter on my email, because I get so many emails a day. I wouldn't be able to get my work done if I had to go through all the emails I've gotten.
Right.
And I spot check them. And a lot of times if I see somebody that's a legitimate email, you know, I'm trying to get an email from somebody that's legit, then I'll put them into my approved folder where I can actually get an email.
Right.
But a lot of times we're getting emails from, like, you know, you've won the lottery, or, you know, I'm in, you know, King so-and-so is leaving you money.
In Nigeria
or something. So you've got to be very careful even, you know, receiving those emails and not responding to them, because that's the way they can get in there and they can hook you.
Or viruses even. They're putting up something that could have a virus too.
Yeah, so the big one now is ransomware.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing this on the news a lot. Maybe I should have, like, got some articles about it, but I think if you watch the news anyway at all, I believe, and I didn't have anything to read about, but this latest gas shortage was caused over a ransomware attack.
Right.
Where they went in there and they were able to, you know, shut down somebody's computer, and we have your data held hostage, and we will not be able to, give you your data back until you pay us $10 million or whatever.
Right.
So that,
right.
That is happening quite a bit now. And, you know, people, you know, thieves are smart. I mean, they're very clever, and they will find a way that you wouldn't have thought of they could do to get to your money. So we are now to break. I'm Mark Moore. I'm an independent insurance agent, along with my wife, Kathy Moore. And we're talking today about identity theft and identity theft coverage on your homeowner's insurance policy.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we're both independent insurance agents and brokers. And we're licensed in many different states, and all the folks that work with us are also licensed, and we're here to help you. We want to let you know where our locations are. Moore Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, next to United Community Bank on Highway 64. Come by and see Mandy or Amy. And then we have Hiawassee office, which is next to the hospital and the red brick building there called Town Trace. You can come by and see Joanne. And then our office in Blairsville is across the street from Home Depot and next to the post office. And we would love to help you with your insurance needs. Go by and see Shana and Ashley there. You can find us online at www.moore-insurance.com, or of course, please like us on Facebook. We also have two other locations. There's Mount Insurance. It is a division of Moore Insurance, and we're located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64. Stop by and see Velda or Emily. And lastly, we have a location, which is Mount Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, between United Community Bank and Burger King. You can come by and see Kathy and Jeremy there. Please like us on Facebook. And also, all of our Peace of Mind radio shows have been added to our website. So you can, if you've missed one, you can listen to them anytime. We also let you know that if you like to have an insurance quote, you can go on our website and request that. And we will be able to contact you and get you a quote. I'd love to help you with all your insurance needs.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, I was sitting here thinking, it's so nice that I get to sit here for 30 minutes a week and talk to my wife.
Yes.
Isn't that great, Kathy?
That's wonderful,
yes,
isn't
we
it?
Get to communicate.
Yes. Communication's the key.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you know, I guess it's a week. Our lives intermingle, you know, professionally, and, you know, we have kids, and, you know, we're definitely working together as a team, but we have certain rules about what we do and what we don't do, as far as we don't really try to talk about work after we get home.
We try,
if we can. You know, we're talking about today about identity theft, and, you know, anybody is aware of this now, that, you know, somebody can pretend to be you, and they can open up accounts in your name and use your good credit and your good name to potentially become a, I guess, you know, like get a credit card or get a loan, and then they leave you stuck with the bills.
Yes.
And so we can insure, you know, against that on your homeowner's policy. I think it's probably good to add it, you know, probably $25. You can get like $15,000 of coverage. However, I do believe it's good to go with somebody like a, you know, a LifeLock that monitors your credit.
Yeah, as an additional to what the endorsement, I think it's good is to have on
both.
Your policy.
It's good to have both, yeah. Now, we're talking about people that are dishonest. And I've got something I wanted to read today that I thought was very nice. Lo and behold, in the, you know, you talk about, you know, people that are, you know, identity theft kind of person, somebody that's trying to, you know, to take your identity and defraud you. And yet on the other side, I've got people that are, you know, really great people. And we had a card to show up in our mailbox this week from the Chateau Community Prayer Force. And I want to read it to you. I don't know who they are, but it says, "Today we ask the Lord in our prayers for his blessings over you and your customers. As you faithfully serve our community, we ask for his care and protection for you and your families." And so I got this anonymous card here. It was very nice. I don't know who they are, but I wanted to thank them if they listen to this. But I think it's nice that there are good people out there that are, you know, praying for your business or supporting you as a local business owner. I can tell you this is a difficult times right now.
Right.
I mean, what's one of our biggest now, I'm very blessed because we had some really, really good people.
Right.
But we realize as time goes on that we're going to have people that we're going to need to bring into the business.
Right.
And we're very selective about who we hire, because
yes, we are.
we want to make sure that we've got somebody that is going to adhere, not necessarily if adhere or not, but we're trying to find a good moral person that's involved in the community, somebody that's reliable. It's this job, I've had people that were good people, but they couldn't do, say, the technical side of the job. This is a very, very extremely technically advanced job. You have to multitasking. Yes. The ladies that we have are better than our guys. I can tell you, I'm not as good as a multitasker as what Kathy is. She can do multiple things where I can do maybe one thing at a time.
I think it's because we're mothers. A lot of us have kids, so we're mothers. You have to. Logistics is very important with anything you do.
Yeah, so we have some really, I've been very blessed, but I really think that the ladies are doing such a good job with it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just want to throw it out. Thank you, whoever wrote that to me and took the time to do that. And,
it's
very nice and very humbling that somebody would do that, and really appreciate that. So on the other side, you've got somebody that's trying to steal money from you.
As a side note,
so you got that as well. You know, we have to be careful because we do handle money. And, you know, we've got customers coming into the office making their payments.
Cash, check, cash, credit cards. Yes.
And that money's got to be posted. Unfortunately, I have seen that customers, maybe not of our agency, but of other agencies I've heard about in other places, have paid cash money and the money never got remitted to the insurance company.
Right. Always get a receipt.
Always get a receipt when you do that. Mm-hmm. And I bet you there's somebody out there listening to this. That's me. That's happened before.
Now, if you've got a check, that's one thing because you got your bank statement to check it. But if you have paid cash, you definitely want to get a receipt.
I'm a proponent, and I know not everybody's going to agree with this. I like to have the bank draft because the insurance company is going to, it's their responsibility to draft money out of your account.
Right.
Now, some people will say, I absolutely will not do that.
Which is okay.
And it all stems, what we're talking about today is a lot of times people are afraid if you give access to your bank account, then they're going to steal your identity.
Right.
So this goes down to the same thing. But think about it. If you send somebody a check to a company, all you got to do, I don't want to give a tip to anybody here, but you can get the numbers off of a check. So I don't see you're any less secure by having a bank draft.
Well, I think it's good in anything is to be in moderation and figure out who you can trust and who you can't trust to do business with.
You mail a check into a big company, you don't know who's getting it.
Right.
So there are ways. And these are very smart people that can make a legitimate living doing something else.
Right.
However, they're going to be somebody that has identity theft. I never really watched that movie Identity Theft. Did you watch that, Kathy?
No, I did not.
I don't know.
Actually, I think I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Possibly.
So, I mean, you think about like if there's a movie about it out there in Hollywood.
Yes.
It's pretty rampant.
Well, so basically, the best thing we try to talk to people about is there is availability for that for most carriers that you actually. We write insurance with, you can get it in most any state, get this endorsement on your homeowner's policy to give you some type of coverage. It's not maybe going to take care of the whole thing, but it gets you started in the right direction. A lot of people this happens to, they don't know what they're supposed to do, who they're supposed to call. At least if you can file a claim on your homeowner's insurance, you have some type of counsel from the claims adjuster person to also to be able to get some idea of what you need to do and how you need to handle this situation, and they'll help you assist you with that.
That's kind of like almost reactive though, because they're going to reimburse you for what has happened.
Your time.
That's why I think it's good to have maybe the LifeLock or somebody that gives you a caseworker to help you along with the process. Right. Because,
but it doesn't help to have both. Yeah,
I think it does help. It's
good. What doesn't help?
I think it's good to have both. There's an old saying that it's good to have a belt and suspenders.
Absolutely.
So if one fails, the other one's So it's good. It's $25 a year, a couple bucks a month. Why not just go ahead and add it?
Yes.
And you got the extra coverage there. And also, if you own a business, I've had this too. I really believe it's good to have an employee dishonesty on your policy. And all it is a bond.
Yes.
So I mean, it's good to add it.
And then if your business does, in fact, have personal information, you need to make sure that they have cyber insurance on their policies, which is an endorsement typically on any commercial policy.
What Kathy's talking about, you know, if you are somebody, maybe you're just somebody doing eBay store, anytime that you got somebody PayPal, or anytime that you're taking information from a third party, their credit card, their debit card, you want to make sure that, you know, it would be nice to have a policy, the cyber policy, that gives you coverage in case that gets compromised and you're held accountable.
Right. Right, absolutely.
That's happening all the time. And they're getting smarter and smarter, and there's so much, you know, you just have to be very vigilant and try to protect yourself against these types of things from happening.
Absolutely.
So, well, hopefully we won't have to worry about it, Kathy. I don't know. Yes. It's just we do worry about it. We shred our things, you know, our documents.
All of our locations, we are paperless, but we have lots of security on our system. And then, of course, we do shred all.
Yep.
Anything that we get into the system, it's not kept in our office.
Yep. Okay, so we've wrapped up another show. I think we've hopefully covered this today.
Hopefully they will help somebody.
Hopefully it'll help somebody.
Avoid having situations, or if they do, yep, at least they know what to do.
Yep. Okay, so again, I'm Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, MPN Agent Brokers, and we're here on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.